Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, please let me know. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review, as it means a lot to me. Thank you, and I'll be speaking to you in the next episode.
Good day, fellow investors. A great comment here by Mark discussing Starbucks. The current temporary issues, but the growth ahead should be good, and therefore Starbucks should be a stock to buy. Let's dig into this, the risk and reward, and what you can expect from investing in Starbucks now. If I look at Starbucks, it is a global brand, a very strong brand, and the stock hasn't done much over the last 5 years, especially compared to the market. Had these two dips, but over the long term, we can see it is a compounder. And if you can buy it, let's say, in a downturn on those compounding short-term cycles, then when it is on an upturn, you can make pretty good returns. And the great thing is that you are owning a great business. Therefore, you know that over those cycles, it should continue grow, which gives you a margin of safety. And in addition to that, if you watch those cycles of any normal stock and you like the business, usually on average, a normal stock drops 30% from its peak in 1 year and then shoots up 50%. If you can play on that volatility, that can hugely improve your long-term portfolio returns and compounding efforts. Just look at the volatility here of Amazon. It went down 54% in a year, only to then jump up, 108%. These kind of volatilities, market getting scared, usually overreacting in the downside, and then, of course, again, overreacting on an upside. But if you are following the business, and we already discussed how it was a good buy here, because under a trillion market cap, it is something interesting. Now the market cap is already blown past that, but that is investing. And if we look at Starbucks stock, we can see that it has been flat, but the business is growing. And we have to see whether these are temporary issues that are a normal thing with all businesses, even with Apple, even with Amazon, or these are permanent issues that will impair the long-term growth of the business, thus the long-term runway and earnings potential. Let's dig into the last earnings, and everything looks good from that business perspective. Yes, maybe they are a little bit down on the revenue, they have revised it, but I'm looking at the business and I'm still seeing 8% year-over-year growth. Comparable sales, thus on the stores that have already been there longer than a year, that is also growing. 5% global, 5% US, and 10% in China. When you add 3% of new stores, you get to that 8% growth rate. And on top of that, they are even improving their operating margins, which means they are increasing profitability. Their earnings per share are growing at 20%, and the global store count is higher by 7%, 38,000 stores, and they say there is plenty more room for growth. Thus, the guidance is there, let's say 5% growth in line, net store growth 13% in China, global, and they are still growing in the US. So if they can grow that, and they can keep the profitability and scale, their profits could grow 15 to 20%. And if you have a company growing 15 to 20% on earnings, including the buybacks and everything, the stock will simply follow from these levels and give you 15 to 20%, especially at a P/E ratio in line with the market, which is 25. Then I looked a little bit at what's going on with the last conference call. There you have the analyst questions, and that's always a pretty straightforward way to just immediately see what's going on. So negative impact from the Middle East, also impact in the US, and this is something that we have to discuss here. So specifically, US customers who tend to visit in the afternoon came in less frequently. So my US viewers, afternoon $7 coffee, how are Starbucks shareholders going to get rich if you do not go to an afternoon $7 latte frappuccino macchiato for that? If you just drink your own 10-20 cent coffee at home, Starbucks shareholders will not get rich. You might. Anyway, we continue, and there is something that might be a structural item, but there is so much growth still in China that it might not be, and therefore they are very confident on the growth there in the long term, even if there is increase in mass market competitors. And you know that everyone can make coffee and you can make it for 20 cents at home, but that's the deal there. But there are still their elements of their triple shot reinvention priority, elevate brand. They might clean their stores a little bit than when I go once, twice a year. I would enjoy it more if it's clean. It's a mess here in Europe, so that might be the first shot reinvention Starbucks management. But still, they keep working, they keep improving, they keep growing. And of course, the question from the analysts are there, how about the guidance? Will it be lowered again? Because if that happens, then the stock will reflect the new guidance. That is what the analysts are modeling. And then also questions on cold beverages, how those grew per store, how hot beverages declined per store, and how that is evolving. But those are customer preferences, and people are, again, changing, and the business has to change over time. But still, they still have 2,000 and more cities in China to penetrate, and therefore there is still room for growth, and they are on target achieving 13% store growth, which is something very, very strong in China. Further questions, of course, they are guiding for improved earnings per share on operation improvements. Are they going to maintain that? And they say that the whole spectrum, their strategy and standard management things that are being discussed. As investors, we need to look at the risk and reward. What can give us rewards as investors, and what are the risks as investors? So let's do a valuation, a risk and reward valuation there. Now, when we look at Starbucks, we have to understand that they grew their revenues almost four times in the last 15 years, and net income grew even faster. So that is something very important. They have been compounding, and they are still compounding, because if I look at 25 billion of revenues in 2019, I still see growth there and also increased profitability. However, the stock didn't do much since 2019, but the business did. So this is the cycle you might want to watch. They did double since 2014, which is 7-8% growth. And let's say that continues, 3% growth on inflation in stores, like-for-like growth, some other inflation organic, 2% growth from new stores, and I am there again for 7% growth going forward. In 10 years, I get to 8 billion and a P ratio of 12. If they keep on growing, the P ratio will remain at 20 or 25, and you got yourself a 7% return plus 2.5% dividend, and easily 10% return from buying Starbucks now. However, if I look at earnings estimates, those are even more exuberant. And if we look at analyst estimates, we see that they estimate 14, 16, 17% growth in earnings in their models over the next 3 years. If that happens, and Starbucks reaches higher levels and then keeps on growing on the same valuation, you can expect these returns from the stock price. So in 2-3 years, 50% up, which is not bad. But as we discussed yesterday in the Stocks to Buy Now video and categorization, where does Starbucks fit here? If I look at the relative buy perspective, I think yes, because if it grows at 7% plus the dividend, the valuation will remain at 25 because that's in line with the market. You get 9% on that, and that is better than many others. Therefore, Starbucks is a relative buy. If I look at the absolute return, and I'm happy now with a 2.5% dividend, likely 7% growth, over the long term, I should get to a high single digit return there because it will simply follow over time. I can compound. So again, Starbucks, I would say it is an absolute buy. However, from a value investing perspective, I would need a better margin of safety from that valuation perspective. And now with a P ratio of 15, on current earnings and 7% growth going forward, which would also mean that the dividend is above 4%, which is already something when I'm being paid to wait and unlikely that it will go lower, that would be a real value investing buy. So Starbucks, yes, it is a relative buy. It is an okay absolute buy. It is not a value investing bargain. Now you have to see how owning such a global brand fits your portfolio. And discussing also comparing this to JD Peet's, which is another coffee company, a little bit different, but the P ratio there is 26, dividend yield a little bit higher, but for no growth, just growing a little bit, nothing too special there. And they have these brands that we discussed a few years ago, and I said that it might be a look under 10 billion in market capitalization. It is now there. However, I'm looking at their debt levels, which are very significant there, but they are not really growing in business except for this is from inflation, but net income is actually declining, which puts it into a hard situation. And I don't know whether these brands are as strong as Starbucks, but priced at the same levels. So just there as a comparison in the same sector, almost the same. See again how Starbucks fits your buying requirements. If you want to check what I'm buying, check my research platform. I'll see you in the next video.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, please let me know. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review as it means a lot to me. Thank you, and I'll be speaking to you in the next episode.